Hello,
Blog
hello. Good
Talk
evening. Good
Radio.
evening. All right. Good evening. Hey, how y'all doing out there tonight? How you doing? Well, I'm going to change up tonight, y'all. I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to have this show scripted like I usually do. I'm going to just shoot straight from the hip and from the heart. And the topic tonight is about human behavior. You know, sometimes I wonder, with our human behavior, is it too hard to do what's right, or we just do what we want to do? Because of late, under the vibes I've been getting from a lot of people, they're really harsh and they're really nasty. So I'm wondering, is this that human anatomy that they was built in and they was raised by, or is it because they were just jarred and was bitter about how society lived? But whatever the case may be, you know, certain things are obvious. Now, I really don't understand why the people, you know, tend to just be into whatever they want to do instead of having God for human behavior and response. So I was just wondering, you know, so sometimes I try to get a clear understanding of, you know, really always trying to do what's right and just doing things just to be doing. So I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't want to be, like, lost. So I was just, you know, making sure the things were right, and I wasn't no alien or crazy or stupid. So I was just wondering, that's all right. It's all right. So I'm just trying to figure it out. So, I mean, you get to a certain age and try to figure out is doing what's right not always the right thing to do to some people. But I just want a clear understanding because I don't like to be in the dark about that. I don't want to feel like I'm a foreigner or alien to what's happening. So I'm just trying to get really good. Make sure that I don't make no hasty generalization or no bad judgments. So this is all I'm trying to think about. Because if I was the only one that felt that way, then it wouldn't be too cool. But you know, what keeps me humble and keep me cool is the fact that, hey, if people have an understanding of what's going on or the similar thing, then I won't feel like, you know, I'm left out or lost out. So basically that's it. You know, that's tonight's subject. I was just wondering that, you know, I didn't have too much time to really script this because this is kind of heartfelt. You know, because I'm going through a couple of personal things myself that ain't too cool or kosher, you know, and I'm just wondering, I know it's been many before me and better before me, but at the same time, I'm just hoping and praying it's not just because of me, that the stuff that I'm going through. And I want to know, do all human beings act and respond this way through the things that I'm going through? So I'm just trying to get a clear understanding. Because if so, I get out and I get away. You know, you won't ever see me again. But at the same time, if it's recurring and you see that in people more and more, I mean, I know I'm not the only person on this earth. So I'm just trying to get some understanding and some clarity. So I won't feel like it's just me. Anything goes bad or anything goes good. So that's why I'm doing it from the heart and sleeve. Because in the way of earth, you know, the way that some of these people react, and I can't understand it. I mean, you know, it's a certain thing, the way that you were raised, right? Certain things are virtue, and then certain things, you know, are just the obvious. I mean, you don't throw garbage out your window in a garbage can and the alley's 10 feet away. You know, you don't have everything on your back, portraying it like you got everything, but when we go to your house, all you got is a pitcher of ice water and no ice cubes. I mean, I'm just trying to be practical. So I won't have a warp simple of self or reality when I do try to pursue these things and get some understanding. You know, that's basically it, because I can't understand why is it so hard. And I'm not going to be racist, but I'm going to just say, the people that I'm closely associated with, mostly black people, to a point that I understand, I really think and feel that mostly blacks in the inner city of America At least 80% of our lives, we go through trauma, poverty, ignorance, and anger. You know, and sometimes that can make it seem a little bit meaning, a little bit more better, but as we get to a certain age, there's no excuse. So I'm trying to figure it out because I'm almost a cow out to pasture. And if I don't have nothing else, I'm going to need some understanding and clarity. Because if I don't know where I'll be and I don't know where I'm going. So I need a lot of understanding now because for me, I have to measure 10 times and then hopefully I can successfully cut once. So that's the understanding I'm trying to adjust to all of this tonight. Because, you know, I don't want to be walking around like I'm out of touch or I'm lost. That's all. And, hey, that's the thing that, hey, I hope that this ain't the only thing I have to look forward to. Because it gets to a point, man, it takes its toll on you mentally and physically. You know, stress level get high, hypertension, all of that. You know, pains and aches hurt longer than what they're supposed to. So I'm just trying to get it, man. I'm just trying to get a real clear understanding so then I won't go down that avenue. So, you know, not lost at odds, but figure it out. I mean, because I'm quite sure that there's a lot of us out there that's been associated with ourselves and other people that don't have a conscience or a presence of wanting to do what's right sometimes. But for some of us, that's all the time. But that fine line in between where you're in it but you're not of it needs a little bit more understanding for people that's in the other direction. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. So I'm just trying to figure it out so I don't get caught in between both ends of the stick. So basically, that's why I'm letting everyone know it. So I'm just trying to get this understanding, that's all. That's it. Hopefully, this conversation tonight, I can have some, if nothing else, a lot more clarity. Because, I mean, I don't like to scratch my head and say, man, wasn't that weird? You know, and then everybody else says, yeah, that's weird. But at the same time, I walk away with the thought that sometimes certain things are inconceivable that us humans do. You know, I don't know if it was the way that we were raised, it's our behavior, whatever it constitutes. But really whatever it does, it's kind of like, you know, I'm at odds. To be honest with you, because myself, hey, I just want to be peace, rest, and understanding. That's all I can be. That's it. That's all I seek right now in my life. Because I'm too old for up and down, and I'm too old to just be in everybody else's business. I just need some understanding. So, because I can't expect everybody to think and feel the same way that I do, but at the same time, I just need them to understand that I come in peace. I ain't trying to reinvent the wheel, and I'm not trying to get nobody to, hey, give me any validation or any attention, really. Well, I just want to know how to respond. So when these things come up, you know, I can make the adjustment and go about my lonely, merry way. So that's basically it. Because when you think about it, it's time to get on and we get a little bit older, things start to change and get really different. So I'm just trying to rationalize and figure it out. I'm quite sure you all have came in contact with not abnormal, but not the norm or behavior in people. Sometimes I know it kind of startles us and it scares us, but you know, it's there and it's obvious. It's something we all have to recognize. And hopefully we can do it with a lot of clarity and a civil head so don't nothing happen from it. So, I don't know. You know, this is one of those topics tonight that, hey, speaking from the soul. So, I mean, if you all are up and out there, man, just let me know. Because like I said, it's one of the real personal ones, because you see the different behaviors and adjustment in people, man. I can't speak for you all, but sometimes it makes me feel like I want to roll up in a cocoon and just stay away. Because some people can be very vindictive, nasty. They have no remorse, no regard for anything. A lot of them have, well, that's the narcissist conversation again, but a lot of them don't have no empathy. And they don't take responsibility or accountability for nothing that they do. And for some of them, they feel and think that's the norm. But I don't know. If you really, really had a childhood, you have to understand that that was one of the motivations of the people to keep you away from that type of stuff. Because that doesn't make you better. That just makes you worse. I mean, to just always be bitter and painful and always don't have a smile on your face and always sarcastic and sardonic. I mean, it's kind of scary, man. Really, it is. Because I never thought that us as human beings living, you know, could be reduced to that. I don't know what happened or what traumatized us in our past or in our present. I mean, it's like you can't hold certain situations and things and people accountable for everybody else. And sometimes when I used to recognize that in myself as well as anybody else, that it was like I was really lacking something inside to a point where it showed that, you know, like I said, being sarcastic, sardonic, always a riff, until a friend of mine, when I used to work at the Fairmont Hotel, and I'm going to say his name, Mr. Devon Gatman. He changed my life with just these few words. He told me one day, he said, "Hey, man, I always see you walking around here, always bitter, riffing, sarcastic, always cutting everybody up. And he looked me dead in my eyes and asked me, say, man, when was the last time you were ever happy?" I looked at him, and it paused, and it dawned on me. And it was like he took me into another level that I couldn't even see or recognize myself. You know, I said, "You said, I mean, really happy, when you appreciate the flowers on the trees, the water in the waves, crashing on rocks. I mean, just to love being alive, man. When was the last time you felt that in your life?" And for the next 2 days, I didn't have a word to say to him because the truth was so painful. It was very painful, and it hurt it, man. You know, but I had to go back to him and tell him, "Look, man, I appreciate you telling me that at the time because it really saved my life." You know, because I couldn't critique my behavior. I really didn't care. Because, you know, sometimes when you storm and you're feeling bad within yourself, man, you don't recognize the obvious, but everybody correct the obvious. Recognize obvious in you with your behavior, you know, especially when it's supposed to be in the words of human behavior. So that kind of threw me a loop. You know, from then on, I was just like, man, you know, I had to thank him and start correcting my ways, man, and trying to stay on point because that was really funky. You know, it burnt me up inside. He used to be an ex-boxer, so I couldn't fight him anyway, so... It was like, you know, sometimes how you feel humanistically through your behavior that, hey, when the truth is bestowed on you, ain't nothing you can do about it. You just got to grin and bear it. You know, so it's kind of crazy. That's why I was just wondering, you know, now that I'm older and I found it out, and I've been working on it for years, that it just had what it's supposed to be, or did I miss a page somewhere? Because I tell you something, it's kind of crazy, man, when you're out here on your own and you're trying to get an understanding. You know, because there ain't no blueprint and no roadmap. So you're just trying to feel your way through. Hopefully you can make the right judgments, you know, as in your life and the people that you associate with and that you hang with. So that's all I'm trying to figure out. But, hey, it takes time, patience, and diligence to really know. So I'm just trying to get the picture, that's all. And hopefully I can get some clarity and a lot of understanding. Because I don't like to feel like I'm in the dark. For real, man. It's a never-ending battle of doing what's right and not. So that's basically where my head is at. That's for real. So I just want everybody to know tonight is a little bit more personal and emotional, because there's certain things that you would do that another person would do. But at the same time, I mean, as far as not just negativity, but the deliberate attempt of being negative is what separates everything, and we're all on the same beat. I mean, nothing constructive, nothing gratifying, but just all to just, you know, hurt and act like that's the normal. Really, it's weird because human beings don't act that way. That's all I was trying to figure out. So, I mean, you know, just bear with me, y'all, because if you'd have told me this anywhere between 25 and 30 years ago, I would have looked at you and laughed, because my whole attitude wasn't even about this. It was just about, hey, doing what I want to do, take what I want to take, and go where I want to go. And now that that's not the ball game no more, it's like you're really kind of feeling weird now in the cold from all that time, because you never gained nothing from it. So I just want to say, and I just want to know. That's it. That's it. So basically, you know, in a few more minutes, I'm going to let the callers call in and chime in and let me know how you feel. So I won't be walking around with things like, hey, just, you know, earthbound misfit. So that's all I want you all to know. So basically, that's the realm of where we at. You know, with rational thinking, I mean, we can overconquer, overcompensate all this madness that's going on. But collectively as one, I think we got to recognize what surrounds us too as well. So things won't be as crazy as it looks so sublime, you know? And, hey, that's what I'm basically into now, because I can't get everybody's opinion and comment about certain things, but I'm tired of being to a point that we can all agree on things are wrong and things are bad. You know, it's got to be some type of leverage there somewhere, you know? So I just want to be enlightened, that's all. I don't mean nothing bad. That's all I want to do is just be enlightened. That's it. So, hey, we can go for what we know. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Other than that, I hope you all have a nice, successful pre-Labor Day. You all enjoying yourselves. You all having a good understanding and enjoying peace on earth with your families as well. And hey, that's something that I guess is a reward for the people that work and use their blood, sweat, and tears for everything that they want to get and what they want to do. So that's basically it. And big ups. Hats off to everybody. That's from the heart. So, yeah, I tell you what, because I don't have too many callers tonight, I guess. I guess everybody's barbecuing and having a good time. So, you know, I'm going to give a jest. Let's try this. Let's try to get a caller right now so we can get some insight. Here we go. We're going to try a caller right now. Hello, hello, caller. Caller? Yes. Hello. Hello, caller. Come in, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello. Caller.
Maybe that ain't me. Skip.
Yeah, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Hey, now. Yeah, I can hear you. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Speak on up.
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, I can hear
I'm
you. Loud and
sure.
clear. Something
all right.
too good on my
all right.
phone.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just listening to you, man. Sounds good. Everything sounds good.
Well, thanks.
But, you
man.
Know, we talked earlier. We talked earlier
right.
about a lot of things. Man, just keep doing what
right.
you're doing and hold your head up. You know, a lot of people don't have, like you said, about how we was raised. Some people just walk around here bitter, mad, and they want to take it out on everybody else because their lives ain't right or they ain't where they should be. They don't know how to treat nobody. You know, and it's messed up, man. It's messed up.
Yeah, I know, man. It's hurting us all.
Yeah, and the killing part is we're at an age where you should know better. You know what I'm saying? You should know better. You already know that. You know, but some people choose to live in that path or live in that lane where they just want to just do whatever they want to do and say what they want to do without no consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, man. But you know something, though, man? I mean, that's good and fine because God's will be done, bro. But it's like, way, they got an advantage because they can wreak havoc in hell on people to a point that they'll change a person's life forever, and there's no retribution for them until God reaches them.
Well,
and then in the 11th hour, they get on the deathbed, and I'm religious, and, you know.
I mean,
it's time out for that, man, because everybody got shit has somewhere to go. You know?
Exactly.
That's
and
for real.
Should have things to do. Yeah, and should have things to do. You know, should have things to do.
Right.
But I say this. Yeah. I say this, and, you know, hey, let them stay in their lane. You stay in yours and keep moving, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, put God first and everything is good.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the only one that's going to cure all these ills. Well,
because
I ain't talking about the beat. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can't control nobody's actions or anything like that. The only person you can control is yourself.
Right.
And you just keep on going.
As long as you come in peace, it shouldn't be that bad. But, you know, people out of their way, man, like I said, I mean, human behavior, and it's so weird to a point that if they can't antagonize or want to bring you at the level that they is, man, I mean, it's like, I'm thinking everybody parasitic now, man, because either that or they're junkies because they want to see you. You know what I'm saying? They want to see you behave like they on drugs, man. You know, it's like they feed off of that.
Yeah.
You know, they want you to fail. And, you know, they can get an all-time high and get a rush, you know, an adrenaline rush off of failure.
And some people do. And some people do.
I didn't know that, man. I swear
people,
I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I thought
– Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. I never seen in my whole life for 58 years that people really live and die on that, man. And that scared me. I didn't learn about this until about 6 years ago, man. You know?
Yeah.
And that scares me to death to a point that, you know, when you got all this time to do something to make your life better, you choose to just critique and find flaws in everybody else because I don't know if you've been molested, raped, or what. You know, you've been traumatized so much. And if you're over 30 years old and you're behaving this way, man, it's like you ain't going to never let nothing go. That means you're fragile inside because you can't rebound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
And that's scary. Yeah. That's scary, man, because now you're to a point that you don't care. You don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how do you walk around like that? You never had nothing complete. You never had a love of nobody. You never complete to none of that, you know. And that's crazy because, well, the thing is, then why don't you get out the way? Because you know what?
Yeah.
There's still a lot of caring people in here. No, seriously.
That's
just mud on the track.
That's too easy, though.
You know?
That's too easy for some people. That's too easy for them just to get out the way. That's too easy for them. They feel that I'll be an object in your way and try to make your life miserable. If you let them.
That's crazy.
If you let them make
that's
it.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
yeah,
man. Man, because that's sadistic, man. That's more or less the demonic spirit you're talking about. Because only the devil likes to disrupt and take away and try to hurt people,
always.
Man.
He's working 24/7. Always. Always. Devil,
man.
Stay working. Stay busy. Stay busy.
Man,
that's
fucking, man. That's terrible. That's terrible.
It is.
So, you know, like I said, hey, man, then you know what? Maybe I need to just, like I said earlier, go into a cocoon. Because you know what? If it's more of them than us, man, then I'm going to just say, hey, you know what? No context. I was in it, but I wasn't of it. Because
on earth, they
should exist, but the other people is more concerned about just living because, you know, it's going to get to a point where reality set in and we got to understand we're not going to be ahead. We can only just stay on top. Because I ain't hit the lottery and I ain't got no wealthy relatives to hook me up. So, you know, and doing that, that's almost 90% of the time of your consciousness and being alive and doing because that's what your mindset is on. Not all of this Well, I'm sitting around, ain't got no life. Let's go poke the bear. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
For real, man. For real. Because this is crazy. It's crazy, man. So I ain't going to hold you, Ken. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Hey, no problem, brother. Keep on doing what you're doing, man, and I'll talk with you later.
Okay. Right on, man. Thanks. Hello, we're going to try another caller. Hello, hello. Caller, come in, caller.
Yeah. Hey. Skip, I got you.
Yeah.
What up, man?
Huh? What's going on, B?
Same old game, man.
What's that?
Don't change. I'm just glad to get a short week on my job at the plantation. That's all.
I know what you mean, bro. Same here.
Yeah.
I'm go ahead.
Hey, man. How your schedule? Yeah. Not any particulars, man. But how you working, man? Is it good?
Hey,
for
man.
You?
I'm like Stevie Wonder, just enough for the city, baby, just enough. Straight up.
You know,
I asked that stuff
because, man, it's rough out here, man. And that plays into what you're talking about tonight, man. And they got these schedules all jacked up, man, it's like to make you miserable. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason I can see, man.
Of course it is.
So,
don't you know that? Listen, man, they have never. I tell you what, Brian, it's like this. Since, and I hate to be racist, but it seemed like ever since the white people left there, they done turned it into one neighborhood high school you got to go to. In fact, anticipate things to be wrong.
I mean, I ain't got no disagreements with you on that. And I'll one up you on that, brother. Someday, the way the economy's going, it's gonna happen sooner or later, and it's gonna turn around. When all the black folks go, then everything gets easier. They'll make it easier then, you know. You can come in at nine and be done by six, you know.
Yeah, but that's their whole purpose, man, because remember, the humanistic behavior says that let's just ride them like a horse and dog them out. And you're giving them the best you could ever give them. That's crazy, man.
And their logic is, well, you're getting paid, so just accept it. But what you're saying, Skip, is on point. You know, it's a sad commentary, but a lot of this stuff is really happening because of social media and the internet. The internet was the most beautiful thing ever created, you know, the 20th century, but it's the worst thing of the 21st century, man. It's terrible, man.
Yeah.
And people just go and it's shifting people's behaviors in a negative way at times.
Yeah. Well, mainly with us, though, Brian.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. Mainly with us because everybody else is networking, importing, trading, bartering, and everything else, but we want to take pictures of what we ate. We want to talk about who we go shoot and kill. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. It's like a big negative playground for us. That's why I don't mess with Facebook and none of that. They talk about people. You know, and it's, you know, it's like the projects done gone high-tech and Wi-Fi.
They done went digital.
For real, with black folks, I'm serious, man, because I'm critical of us because one time we had the baton and we threw it to the ground, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's a shame. That hurts my soul because, like you said, that gets into the psyche of a lot of other black people that ain't got nothing going for them. Every time you talk to them, anger, violence, let me call these, let me call the police, let me do this, let me do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's stupid, man.
I will agree with you on that. I will say this much though is that it transcends race, but like you say, our major concern here and now between me and you is not other groups. It's us. And we should try to pay attention to us and what's happening is a lot of negativity. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something real quick. When you go to anything, you can go to YouTube or go to some news source or whatever, look at the article, and if they got comments, read the comments, and you hear so much anger and vitriol and stuff from these people, man. They come out with so much meanness. They go out of their way to cut people down, and that's a sad thing that's happening right now. It's you know how they say, it's not a bug, it's a feature. That's what it's becoming. It's becoming more the norm than the outlier. Sad.
Yeah, I know, man, and that's a shame because
I don't
know
how it's going to get better. What?
Yeah, because they don't have no concept of fair play and doing what's right, man. Remember, man, it's more of them than us now. Because most of the 80s, 90s baby was born unattached, so they desensitized. They didn't grow up in the family unit when successful black people was making their children better than them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they grew up in this ill-fated fate and destiny doing because of guilt. Well, I ain't with the baby's daddy, so I'm going to excuse everything my children do. That's crazy.
Hey, I'll one-up you on that, though. The way things are set up now is a lot different. What I'm saying is, if you give me 1 second, is that when we were young, work and make some money. Now you have to work 3 times as much to make that same money, meaning that you're not working one job, you're working 2 or 3 jobs. So if you ain't at home, you know what I'm saying? Well, who's raising the kids?
Right.
And that's what the problem is, too, see. So you have, you got a combination of nobody's at home and who's going to babysit the children, the TV and the Internet, and that's what you get, man. That's what you get. That's why. And Yeah,
and
that's sad, but that's the way it is, brother.
I know, but remember,
I'm hoping for some. Where we go from, Skip?
I said we went from television, the dumb box, to Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, and the Internet. You know what I'm saying? That play a more bigger impact in a lot of our lives than anything else, man, and that's scary.
It shows now when you see the stuff that's happening in the street, man. When you got people committing crimes in the lakes, swim. You got people jumping over overpasses 20 feet high, thinking they ain't gonna break their back.
Right.
You know?
That's
you know what I'm saying.
That's weird human behavior.
That's some gang.
That's very weird.
That's some gang. They don't realize.
And that's what's going to suck the life out of us, because you know what? To be honest with you, I really think that it's going to take God. I mean, I love his son Jesus as well, but I know with God is the definitive moment. And I think, honestly, it's going to have to take God to come back to get rid of a lot of these social ills. It's not cool, man. Because... Everybody takes the hypocritic oath, you know. And hey, man, conduct yourself as a human being, man. I mean, you think about it, man. It's more to it than just being bitter and depressed. Should be some good light, and I guess God gonna have to come back and show us this because
Your amusement shouldn't revolve around other people's misery.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, every man made an Oprah Winfrey show. Straight up, she was the prominence on a person's despair. You know what I'm saying? All of guess what despair is? That's why Monique got on her. You know, about bringing a person that raped and molested her on the show, her brother. So that's the norm now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's
and that's what people for whatever reason, that's what they gravitating towards. So
me get this right.
Go ahead, brother. You go ahead. I'm gonna let you go, man. Have a beautiful evening. Enjoy your holiday or whatever. Don't eat too much barbecue.
You try not, Brian. Until next weekend, man.
All right, next weekend.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Yes,
all right, man. I'll let you later.
All right. All right, brother. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello. Another caller? Okay. Caller. Hello, caller. Caller. Come in, caller. Hello. Caller. Hello. Caller. Come in, caller. Hello. Come in, caller. Hello. Hello. Caller, come in, please. Come in, caller. Come in, caller. Hello. Come in, caller. Come in, caller. Well, I guess we don't have you there. Okay. Well, we just go try. Hello. Hello. Next caller. Hello. Hello. Caller. Oh, I'm losing callers tonight. All right, now. Hello. Hello. Okay, that's all right. I'm losing callers, so that's okay. Well, I'm just trying to make it, y'all. That's all. I thank the callers that called because you gave me a lot more insight and shed a lot of good light. Because at one point, I can't imagine. You know, I thought it was just me. I want to thank you all. So I'm just trying to do it and figure it out the old-fashioned way. Yep. And that's it. So basically that's it. You know, but the fact of the matter is that we're still dealing with a new entity. And I don't understand why sometimes people like to besmirch your name and take your name down as well as what they're doing to you. You know, I can never understand that and imagine that to save my life. But at the same time, I just need to get some understanding, that's all. A moment of clarity and a lot of understanding. Because this is crazy. This is totally crazy. So I just want to get the right things done, man. If nothing else, I still want to know that I got the ability and the capability to do what's right. Because without it, then it's all crazy. You know? And that's the real. So I'm just trying to just live, man. And I hope that that's what everybody else is trying to do. Because it's kind of wicked. Really, it is. You know, to see the way that things are going now. And I'm just trying to keep it together psychologically, well as physically, and mentally as well. So, you know, I just need to understand and have some understanding. That's it. So, you know, I just need this to just be ready for the record. That's all. That's it. So, you know, if everybody get a chance to get some understanding, I just, hopefully that we can all just step back and review this, you know, without hasty generalizing or making a bad inference, so we can have more understanding. Because I think that's what the world needs more than that today. You know, not just love, but more understanding, so we can make sure that things will go right. So that's basically where I'm at. Well, that's for real. So I need people to understand. That's basically it. You know, so other than that, hey, I just hope everybody enjoy their holiday. You know, have a good time and relax and just enjoy what they're doing. Well, that's it. You know, because the thing is that we still want to be down and we want to enjoy ourselves. But at the same time, I don't know about you, I just don't like this cloud hovering over my head, man. I really don't, you know. I just want to make sure, like I said, I'm not alien out here. I do want to have some peace, some type of prosperity as well, not just, you know, just to be there. I don't think that's good enough. I really don't. I don't think that's good enough. So, you know, basically that's it. So I tell you all what, I know everybody's out barbecuing and eating, having a good time, hanging with their people. So, yeah, right now I'm just going to just hang in here for a few more minutes, then we're going to sign off. So, hello? Let's see if I can get this caller back again. Hello, caller. Caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Yeah, I guess you can't hear me. Well, that's okay. That's okay. So, time gone. We'll check it out. So, I think we're going to sign off early tonight, you all. And I'll text you all next week when the show is ready. Because right now, you know, I was looking forward to more callers so they can respond about the topic, but I guess I'm not going to get it. So, you know, I enjoy you all that called in and listened. You know, and as long as I'm here, I'm going to make the show happen. So, continue on. And until next time, I'll see you all next week. And have a good one. Signing out. Bye-bye.